You have just entered the Katie Ma Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
All right, guys, how's everyone doing? Thanks for tuning in to episode 2 of the KB Mod Podcast. Appreciate everyone that checked out the first episode. We got a really good response on it, as good as we could have hoped for, if not better. So really appreciate it. And I'm really excited about this week's episode. I'm probably going to say that every single time, but it is true, especially this week, because we have an absolute legend with us who hails from the great country of Britain. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself. For most of you guys who follow us on YouTube or in the YouTube gaming community, this lad doesn't need an introduction, but most of you may know him as the Trout91er, Chris Trout. Chris, thanks for coming on, and take it away. Let's tell the people out there, maybe some of the KB Mod hardcore PC gamers who follow us, who don't maybe follow the YouTube scene, a little about yourself. What makes Chris Trout Chris Trout?
Oh, well, just want to say thanks for having me on. I've actually been looking forward to it all day. I've been, like, sitting here waiting. When is it going down? Really, really want to talk about chavs and stuff.
Oh, dude, we're getting into that.
But, yeah, as APR said, I am Chris Trout. Been doing this YouTube thing for come out to about 3 years now. Started off with the simple Dazzle Capture Card just for funnies, and now it's evolved into what it is today. As for what makes me, well, I just like to shoot the shit, play some games, and talk about laddish things now and then.
That you do.
And the occasional chode.
Yes. And the occasional, well, the chode's always important, I think. I think as the Padawang that you are, I think it is important.
I've started saying boners.
Boners?
That's what? My thing.
That's your thing? Are you? So everyone has to adopt some kind of...
Something related to the male genitalia. I've started saying boners. That's just my thing now.
That's good. Ooh. That's good. Dan's got a whole assortment of ones. I don't even know if I want to.
That's the thing. Dan's claimed half the dictionary. I had to take something.
That does work.
Very basic boners.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you on, Trout, because you know I have an obsession with a little thing called a chav, I guess. And for is that how you say it?
Is called chav? A chav? For a second.
Oh,
that would have been most appropriate as well.
That too. But as far as the chav goes, that's how you say it. It's just chav,
yeah,
right?
Chav.
Okay. Can you tell for the American listeners out there who might not know what that is, can you tell them what a chav is?
Chav is a very stupid motherfucker who dresses in, like, tracksuit bottoms. That's like jogging bottoms, sweats, whatever you might call them over there. Likes to wear Burberry, if you know what that is. Lots of jewelry.
Back up. Burberry? No, I don't. Do you guys know what that is?
It's a store, I believe.
Yeah, it's brand.
I don't know that. Okay.
You might, if you Google it, you'll see what it is, but just type in Burberry. And yeah, anyway. And they're just generally very poor, inbred, stupid.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are there people out there that would defend the chavs? Is there someone out there that's going to be offended that you're picking on chavs?
Listen, Alex.
No, I'm not looking out for us. I'm just saying, are they hated by everyone is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. Except other chavs.
Other chavs love chavs. That makes sense, then. Yeah. Well, I remember I was in a Skype combo with you the other day, and I said to you, I said, Trout, I said, what if your brother became a chav? I said, what would be the ramifications? I think you said you'd disown him, or you'd punch him square in the jaw, something like that. It would be pretty
serious.
I'd
disown him. I don't know this guy anymore.
That's awesome. I did want to get to what you've been. There's a couple things going on with Trout. Obviously, Trout is a big name in the YouTube community, but you also made a transition recently from the old. From the old Xbox 360, which you still have, I know, and still play, but also into the whole PC gaming world. And I know, I just wanted to get your whole reason for doing that and how you like it so far. I think all of us in the call or on the podcast would be interested to hear that.
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I was kind of forced into it by John, because I tried to get a good computer to start rendering out videos better, because it took me ages to do it. And I asked him about getting a desktop, and when I asked him about it, he was like, no, it's going to be for gaming and you're going to like it. And I was like, Fine, but make sure
John does that. John will be really declarative when he says anything about PC gaming. Like, you'll get on, like, John, I want to get into PC gaming, and he'll list a price, and he says, you'll like this.
Buy it.
Just buy it. Don't ask questions, just buy. I was like, okay, buying now.
But you don't regret it, though. Like, I haven't regretted it for a minute. Well, like, I get on PC gaming, and I'm like, this is awesome.
It's a real big step up. It's hard to go back on Xbox and play the regular COD games and stuff like that now without dedicated servers and crazy 30-man kill house games. And
that is music to my ears. I love hearing you talk like that. Yeah, you have no idea.
Shipment.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Yeah, great. So in a nutshell, though, you're enjoying it so far. I know you have something on your Skype profile. It's like PC greater than, what did you say? All, I guess, or everything? So,
Yeah.
There's awesome. We have to discuss this quickly. What is it about PC gaming that makes you automatically elitist? Like, it doesn't matter how long you've been playing PC gaming. PC gaming rules all the minute you start doing it.
I don't know. Dan, you want to take this one out? Come on. I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's probably... you know, it's real simple. It is. You're better than everybody. I mean, that's what it, really. That's what it. Really, that's
it
what
it starts with. I am better than you, and then it's a downward spiral of hate and anger from there on.
Yeah, because everyone else is just grabbing at your coattails. You know, when you make declarative statements on Twitter, and they're like, "Shut up! I love my console." And we're like, "That's fine." You know, I'm not one of those. See, the true PC elitist. Are really just shit on everyone, and I try to be more of a I'm a PC moderate, I would say, and people might flame me for that, but I try to like find the middle ground sometimes,
then,
and that also gets me in trouble on both
there
sides.
There are PC elitists within the PC gaming.
Yes,
that will like look. That like, what's your rig specs? You'll list them. Queer.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
And it's just like, come on, we play the same platform. You're really splitting hairs here.
I posted a video at one point where I talked about, I think I put the specs of my computer after John helped me upgrade and recommended me different stuff. And I did the full upgrade and stuff like that, and I listed all the stuff that I had. And someone left a comment, like you said, one of the PC elitists of the elitist, where I think I said my keyboard was a mechanical keyboard, and I guess technically it might not be. I still think he's wrong, but I think it is. Well, it's the Razer-like host anyway. I hear that one's not technically mechanical, but people go back and forth. And he goes, so he's like, you don't even know. He's like, listen, faggot, your keyboard is not mechanical. You don't know anything.
Say, listen, faggot.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said to me. I was like, whoa, relax, man. He's like reading the description, but, you know.
That is the most condescending of things. Like, hey, kid, listen. No. Listen, faggot.
He's probably, if he does listen to the podcast, he's like, listen, he's on the podcast. He doesn't even know if it's mechanical or anything. But anyway, so that's pretty nuts. That's awesome. Well, what have we all, including Trout, what have we been playing on the PC lately? We always like to try to recap that a little bit this week. It kind of changes on the weeks. What have you been playing lately, Trout?
Oh, I just got Mirror's Edge yesterday, and fucking hell, I love that game. It's so good. Frustrating at times because she is a saucy cunt, but
there it is.
When she does listen to what I wanted to do, it's a really good game, quite visually breathtaking more than anything, and really a unique game in general, so I'm quite happy with that. And for £2.50, which is about $4 or something like that, it's a pretty good bargain. I got Gears of War 1 as well, which no one's playing, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I saw you tweet that. I saw you pick that up, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, is anyone playing that anymore? But that's cool. So Mirror's Edge and that. What about you, Alex? What have you? Oh, well, I know what you've been playing, but we'll let the listeners hear. Yeah. Besides with yourself,
I think we're gonna eat up a lot of the podcast with what I've been playing.
Yeah, really. I feel like that's probably gonna be the case.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 3 Alpha.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that'll segue into our next topic. That's a good point. We'll skip you. What about you, Dan? Besides the obvious ones. Not that there's obvious ones, but.
Well,
Say Valve titles.
Yeah, it is a Valve title. I've been playing a lot of TF2, and that's about, you know, I did play some COD 4 to get that raffle going again, but definitely been playing a lot of TF2 lately, just really enjoying it.
Yeah, dude. Well, you got me into I don't know. Well, it was you and John, obviously. I mean, TF2's been out for forever now, right? It's not as old as Counter-Strike, I guess, but.
No. God, no.
Exactly. But, getting into TF2, and man, that game is so fun. Once you get over the initial, like you were saying, like the shock and the learning curve of so much chaos going on, it is like such an amazing team-based game where, like, you have to be working with your teammates and have people that, like, don't play all the same class and stuff like that. It's been a great time. Yeah, that's what I've been playing as well.
And making that YouTube money off of it.
YouTube money! Yeah.
YouTube money, don't give a fuck, isn't that? That's John's thing, but
don't
nice.
Give a fuck.
Well, that's good. All right, well, this kind of actually leads us into the topic that we actually want to talk about.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
Today, which is probably going to take up the bulk of this podcast in the section, I think... Obviously, on everyone's mind is Battlefield 3, and I don't think that is an overstatement for at least most people in the PC gaming community. And there's been a little something called a BF3 alpha going on recently, and I think we definitely got to talk about it. And I think possibly, I can't confirm anything, but three of the people in this podcast may or may not have partaken of the alpha at some point.
Forever alone.
I think at this point we're breaking what rules they had. So confirming or denying whether we've played it or not is not going to mean much when we're talking about what it's like.
Dan's made me paranoid, so I'm
it's okay.
I'm passing it to you.
I'm over here and I'm forever alone.
Yeah, Dan has not partaken of the BF3 alpha, unfortunately. But I know Trout. I know you played some of it, and. Alex and I have played, so Alex probably has played the most out of it, out of all of us.
Remember in the first podcast, I go out very rarely. I don't leave my house very
that's
much.
That's true, you did.
I'm surprised you got it working. You were asking me all sorts of questions to get it working.
Yeah, and you were not helpful in the slightest.
He's asking a new PC gamer how to do it. He's like, Trout, help me.
What's well, yeah, he's the only one tweeting about it. He said, just fucking do it. I was like, well, doing it doesn't
what
work.
It says, download this, do that.
Nice. All right, well, initial thoughts. Trout, we'll start with you. And don't hold anything back, though. Everyone does have to keep in mind that this is an alpha, so these things can change. But what was your initial impressions and things you noticed right away, Chris, from when you first played it?
I'm going to be perfectly honest. My overall opinion is I'm not that impressed, but that's just for this one map and this alpha that could dramatically change throughout to its final release product. I thought the map was kind of crap, to be honest. It's very open, and there's not much cover. Like, trying to get up to the objectives...
You're talking about part, really, right? The beginning stage?
Yeah, the beginning part.
Yeah.
Very hard to get up there. There's no real cover to watch the bombs, and so it's kind of like defense is usually going to win all the time unless they're quite stupid. And the attack pretty decent, and they have experience, and they've done it before. And then the furthest I've got to is the next part in the metro itself, and that's possibly worse because it's like literally a straightforward tunnel. If you've got people just sitting at the end of the tunnel, there's not much you can do in trying to get past them.
Yeah, it's a total clusterfuck in there. Once you get to that part, it is insane. And especially if you're playing anyone that's at all decent at BF. I can call it Battlefield. I'm abbreviating everything. Battlefield, yeah, that's definitely tough. That's cool. What about you, Alex, as far as what you noticed?
I just want to say that we're doing the PDC, the podcast, with the APL and the CT.
the DJ.
You never know who's listening. You got to keep it on.
Exactly.
I'm forever alone over here. The chavs that are watching right now are like, man, they don't fucking spell right at all.
Dude, KB Mod just good at offending people. We're offending fucking dice devs right now. We offended chavs, and the StarCraft 2 community is already all over our nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope chavs don't make up a majority of our audience. But anyway, go ahead, Alec.
They'd have to surrender some of that tracksuit money towards a PC. I would agree with Trout in that I think the park needs a lot of work, and I'm not a forum frequenter, but I went on this forum that's on Battlelog, which we can talk about later, which I think is an abortion, basically. So take that, EA. But basically, the park needs a lot of work, and everyone pretty much agrees with that. As most, I mean, if you play Battlefield Bad Company 2, you know most maps are set up for the defense to kind of be rigged or to be, I mean, usually attackers are going uphill, so the defenders are always have height advantage. So I'm not surprised that it's defender heavy, but it's just it's way too open, and I think
let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Is it like Brink defender heavy? Or
no,
just kind of
that's
mildly.
The thing. It's the exact opposite of Brink defender heavy, where in Brink you'd have to go through literally an alleyway with like guys like with trench coats that are like naked underneath about to rape you, like this serious choke points. With this, it's just like it's literally like there are trees. That's the cover, and I mean there's no squad.
There's
though,
a
that's
couple
the thing.
Rocks and that's about it.
Yeah, there's some pebbles you can hide behind.
So I just end up going to prone and crawling the length of the map trying to shoot.
It's been a trap. You like watching that sweet motion cap though of your guy crawling like that. It looks pretty sweet with your arms in front of you. I just spent hours doing that by myself. Okay,
just crawl behind someone.
Scott does it in real life too. That's how he gets to work.
I get into
if you go to the local park near Scott's house, you just see him crawling along with one arm.
People ask me what I'm doing. I'm saying I'm playing BF3 Alpha, guys.
Get down, you chav! Go to prone.
That's another thing, too. I don't know about you guys, but I can't click my Z key or my Z key for the life of me.
Did you say Zed because Stroud is in here? Is that a Canadian? What are you doing?
He's Canadian. They say
I'm Canadian. We say Zed. All right. But I can't click that button the way I could normally if I could button map it. Which is just something that takes away from the alpha, but won't take away from the real game. Which I don't think we should jump too much on that. Oh, as well, the squads are totally broken. Like, sometimes you'll be in a squad, and sometimes you won't. You won't be able to spawn off anyone. And no one's working as a team kind of thing. So, I think DICE came out and said that this alpha was just a stress test, basically, for the servers.
Yeah.
So,
that's why I'm not really giving any, I'm not saying too much. It's just alpha, so I'm like, just let it go, whatever. We'll see for the beta, which comes out later on. And that should be the kind of real indicator as to what it's going to be like.
Right. How is the let me ask all three of this since I am forever alone. what's the gun mechanics like? Are they nice and smooth? How's the running? Cause I felt the running in BFBC2 was frankly awful. I don't know. It just felt bad to me. But,
I liked it because I could sprint while scratching my balls. That's just a personal preference, but
yeah. I'll answer this one because I haven't really gone about my first impressions yet. I think the movement is definitely more fluid. Is there more head sway and stuff like that in this one? Do you guys feel like?
Well,
I don't know.
There's like leaning when you like if you press your A and D button. Your gun and your arms lean in certain directions.
Yeah, so it definitely, overall, I think the movement feels better. That's just my opinion. What do you guys think?
There's definitely a shit ton more recoil or whatever it is. Mm. I don't know what it is, but it completely throws me off.
Mm. Yeah. I think, that's what one question I've been getting a ton from people on Twitter, too, is, like, how is the movement? I mean, and like we said, in the alpha, things could still change. To me, it definitely feels improved, Dan, like, especially like you're saying, the sprint. Well, I think it's improved, but I don't know. It's definitely not. I mean, once again, here we go. The elephant in the room. Like everyone's going to compare this to Modern Warfare 3 or Call of Duty. Is it as smooth? No, but is it meant to be? I don't know. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, yeah. One thing that Trout's not going to. I don't think you can scratch your balls while sprinting anymore.
Mm, that's true.
Because
is that?
Yeah. Well, you can.
Well, I'm not getting this game anymore.
Listen, I have so much time on my hands, and the ball scratching and the game playing, they got to go together. And if I can't do both, I just can't do either.
Yeah,
but you can sprint in different directions now with the WASD key, which you couldn't in Battlefield.
I noticed that.
You would just sprint in one direction and move your mouse. So that's a big difference for the movement, at least.
Yeah, definitely. Well, another thing I noticed too, beyond the movement, was something that really excited me like the first time because I was spending a lot of time dying pretty instantly when I my first game that I spawned into, and then a medic revived me, and I had an option. I had an option to accept the revive or to wait to spawn. And
such
I was like,
a good feature.
It's, exactly. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Like, I wasn't thinking about it, but when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Like, this is, I'm so glad they did that. Cause Alex, how many times have I been on your ass when we're playing?
You are the most ungrateful.
Don't answer that.
You are the most ungrateful dead person in the history of dead people.
Oh my God. Dude, Alex, we'll be in the middle of an intense firefight. I'll go down like, once. Alex will run out, reckless abandon. I mean, I appreciate the effort. But he'll revive me. I'll get sniped instantly, die again, and this will happen.
That's
like
just because
five
I
times.
Tell you, duck and Chode weave Nation. When you survive. Duck and weave.
Save Master Chota at all costs, even if he goes down again.
To be honest, though, I am always recording clips for my newest montage, Saving Private Fisher.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes it a little better. Then.
It's just a montage of me reviving you over and over
again. Dying
again.
Nice. Yeah. But that was a cool, I mean, that was a really cool feature that I noticed. Beyond that, too, you guys can talk about this, but the fact that the knife has to be selected. Well, it doesn't actually. There's two modes. Did you guys notice that? If you hit F, you have like this, I think it's
like a butterfly knife, though.
It's like a butterfly knife. Yeah. I haven't used it on anyone yet. But I hear that it takes two hits, though, with that. Like, it's not an instant Call of Duty knife kill. I don't know.
I just watched some footage of that, actually. Yeah, okay. It's two hits.
That's awesome. But the fact that the knife's selectable, it's like, hello, Counter-Strike. Been doing that.
Oh, man.
I have to bring it up. Been doing that for as long as anyone can remember. It's, like, not that difficult if you don't want panic knifing to happen.
Literally,
anyway.
As long as anyone can remember. That game was made by the freaking ancient Egyptians, and they passed it down to their children. No, but another finite thing that I didn't personally enjoy. Does anyone notice that the scroll wheel feels difficult, more difficult to select? Does anyone notice that?
When you're scrolling through weapons,
scrolling
you're saying?
Through weapons, yeah. It feels, I don't know, that was just my thing. But anyways, I thought the gun, I don't know if you guys played Medal of Honor.
I didn't play it on PC, I mistakenly accidentally bought it for console, that was a mistake.
I thought the guns felt a lot like Medal of Honor at the beginning of the shooting, and then they had a lot more recoil than Medal of Honor at the end of the shooting.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I noticed.
I noticed that you had said quite a bit that they feel like Medal of Honor. I don't know. That it scares me to even go to that analogy. Like,
well,
that
it's the same developer. That's why I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can tell that they kind of, I don't know whether selfishly or not, but they kind of use Medal of Honor multiplayer as a guinea pig for a lot of ideas they had. Because that thing is rushed as hell. Like, they didn't, you could tell they did not care.
Is that
whether
any good
people
on PC? I've been considering getting that for PC. Because I like it on console, but no one plays it, and everyone plays like a cunt, so.
What, Medal of Honor?
Yeah.
I played it for an hour or two. It's frustrating. Like, when you're doing well, those kill streaks can really demolish people, but it's really frustrating.
Are they going to have that kill streak system, do you reckon, in Battlefield 3?
No.
No?
No. I just don't know if that's type of...
It was a good idea, if you think about it. Maybe a bit... Some of them were a bit more powerful than others and a bit pointless.
I wouldn't mind...
The teamwork aspect where you would get stuff for doing supportive.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they took out the lethal killstreaks, but they put in the team killstreaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should get an AC-130 every kill.
I mean, it should be geared towards YouTube video, so they should just make it as exciting as possible for everyone, right? Because that's the complaint in the YouTube community, that Battlefield footage, you know, it's fun to play Battlefield, but it's not fun to watch Battlefield, which I know the Battlefield diehards on here that are going to be listening. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what everyone else or what a lot of people say is, you know, the reason that the Battlefield community isn't bigger is that the games are longer, and sometimes it's hard, you know, to edit that all down or whatever.
Enigma does fine.
But he's
just an animal.
It really is.
Animal.
It really is. I mean, I think true Battlefield fans like watching true and good Battlefield gameplay. But for the person that's going to play Battlefield and also some other games, I don't know.
Enigma's
I mean,
the William Wallace of YouTube videos.
Yeah, he is.
Die for your country.
Yeah, he takes it all for Battlefield, but
nice.
Well, what else? I'm trying to think. What else did you guys notice about it, or anything you took away from as far as developing?
Well, there were
some
really cool new mechanics and that tie in with the classes, which I think are awesome. And I think on the PC at least, the least played class had to have been the Assault, because it just really it wasn't effective. Nobody that played it actually did what they were supposed to do, which was hand out ammo.
Mm.
But now I can totally see the Assault class, which has been given
Assault
medic
revives,
and revive.
Right?
Yeah, the Assault revives now being the dominant class for sure.
Yeah. What do you guys play when you I guess all of us jump between classes. What do you usually play, Trout, when you play Battlefield? Do you switch between a couple, or do you go Assault, or do you go Demo, or
Bad Company 2, I actually like Assault because I like a lot of the Assault rifles, but and then I like my players, most of them really, but if I can get a good sniper and it's a good connection, I like to play sniper and just stick next to an assault dude and throw loads of motion sensors around and just being an absolute cunt. But
That's three, baby.
Oh, baby, we're getting the cunt counter going. Beautiful. I like it.
It's a cunt counter? All right. Yeah,
that's three. Alex, make sure you keep marking.
Well,
them.
Do we count yours or just people across
the pond? No, no, no. Just so that's anyone four. Else trying to use that word is really just mimicking Chris Trout's use of it. So
it's true. The word was just waiting for him to use it. It was just laying in wait.
just waiting. There it is.
There is a cool mechanic. Wait, you know what, Scott? This is a four-man operation right now, okay?
I'm sorry, go ahead. If I'm cutting you off, cut me off. There you go.
There is a cool thing that all the classes can do, which they put in as a suppressive fire mechanic, where if you shoot near a person, their screen blurs, they have difficulty moving, and that generally it just messes you up as it would, you know, if you were getting shot at, in a lot of ways. I know it's better to do that with the support class at the LMGs, but I think all classes can suppressive fire, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah, that really screwed me up because I was that's with the assault class, right, where you do the suppressive fire, or is it all?
No, it's with the support class you can pull out your bipod.
That's what it is.
And
that's what it is with the support class, because I would go when I would go prone, it automatically does that. Is that right? That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it automatically does that. I think it's a bit broken.
I don't know if that's what it's supposed to do, or if you're supposed to, like you said, be able to pull out your bipod like with a different key. But I was shooting at this guy for like 10 minutes at the beginning, and apparently I was just suppressing him. But I couldn't figure out why he wasn't dying, and that was the.
I would love to see it from that guy's angle. He was like, "Just kill me already."
Yeah, he was just getting stunned out the ass, and then I got an assist and I realized what was going on. But yeah, definitely. Well, we got to talk about Battlelog. Now, I know this is something that will not be in the final game. I'm almost 100% assuming it won't be like this. And I hear the reason, someone told us the reason that the Battlelog, you have to go to a website externally and all that, is that so people couldn't torrent the game, which does kind of make sense. But that whole experience is just a nightmare. And I don't know, what are your guys' thoughts on it?
Well, I haven't even experienced, but we all know my thoughts from getting reamed on Twitter.
Oh, God. Well, to be fair,
it's
Dan.
Alpha, you fucking cunt. That was the first tweet at me. Wow. All right, well.
You did go a little strong, though. I can't fault the people. I can't fault the people for that.
Dude.
You were.
That is a dumb way of doing it, flat out. There's no getting
ever getting called a cunt is a bad thing.
I hate people that enjoy our content and watch KB Mod and follow it on the internet. Let's kick them all out.
No, I meant by a dumb way to go, I meant Battlelog is a really stupid way of doing things.
No, but the thing is,
the guy who called me a cunt. I didn't even block that guy. In fact, hello, guy.
Remember his Twitter handle? Let's give him a shout out.
I think is his name.
Wow, okay, I didn't really think we're actually going to remember that, but that must be...
No, he
really
tweeted at me again later.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But,
He's got a vendetta.
That's the thing that mainly affects PC players, because console players don't have to worry about web browsers when they're playing a game.
Right.
And considering that DICE is making the game for PC, and they're majorly a PC dev, it just seems really weird that would be in the final product.
EA did that.
It has to be EA, and I just really don't think... There's no way they would take a server browser out of the game. But that's just so fundamental to a game, to be able to get into one, that you couldn't do it inside the actual game.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would be the case. I feel like it's got to be because of Alpha. Yeah.
I think what they did was... World of Warcraft actually would... do this in their alphas and betas, is, as you said, the stress test. Well, you make everyone go through Battlelog, you see how much Battlelog can handle during alpha, and then you just stress test it that way, because they used to shut off all the login servers for beta in WoW.
Right.
And just to make everyone go to one to see what would happen. So they would just do that. or they would... close down one continent server so everyone would be on the other one. So they would just do that kind of thing. But so that might be part of it. I can't imagine, though, after my initial violent reaction, I can't imagine they don't put a server browser in-game or anything like that.
No, it'll
happen.
Because of your violent outburst?
Dan, literally, they saw your violent outburst and said, you know what? Fuck this. Guess what? It's not getting the server browser.
That Dan guy's fucking angry.
Didn't we already establish that Infinity Ward bases all their decisions, dedicated server decisions, off of our podcast already?
Yeah, we pretty much have. I mean, I don't think that's saying, I don't think that's thinking too highly of ourselves. I think that's totally possible. So, well, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of excitement obviously built up around this. And, you know, we have, and we have the other looming giant in the distance, which is Modern Warfare 3. So real quick, I don't want to talk too much about Call of Duty because I feel like that's all anyone ever talks about. But I do want to bring up, not that there's going to be comparisons or whatever, but do you guys have any, I mean, I think Call of Duty personally is going to sell better. I just, because of the name.
Oh,
it will.
No,
I mean, it's pretty much, it's going to no matter what. But where do you think as far as it's going to stack up? Do you guys have any predictions as far as what will be reviewed better, et cetera? I'll start with Trout. What do you have any predictions, Trout?
I think Modern Warfare 3 will always be the superior game for quite a while because Modern Warfare, you can just pick it up, get into a game, and get kills without much effort.
Right.
It's not a particularly high-end skill. Like, to get really good at it, it does require a lot of time and practice to get to the top of the mountain, if you will. But in general, to just get a kill, like with Modern Warfare 2, it was very easy to get any kind of kill. Like, there were so many ways to get kills very easily that it didn't take much. And that's what people are looking for. They're looking to succeed without much effort, and that's why it sells so well. And it's just got exciting, fast-paced gameplay. But Battlefield is more of a serious gamer's kind of game, and it's not at all as easy to get a kill compared to COD. And I think that's going to be the thing that makes it sell so well. It's clearly just a casual gamer's game.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, so you're talking, the accessibility of it is going to be the major selling factor. Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's a great point. I think so too. All right, Alex, what were your take?
Modern Warfare 3 is going to hit shelves and flop its giant Activision penis all over the gaming market, and there'll be this tidal wave that just pushes all the other games out of the way, and that will be the only thing anyone sees.
That's...
I think if Battlefield had sold maybe at least 2 months before the next Call of Duty, it might stand a chance of staying a little bit longer. It will do, especially on PC, but on console, that first month it comes out, it'll be all anyone's talking about, and then it'll be onto COD for quite a while, and then you might see people come back and forth from Battlefield to COD when they get sick of COD.
That's probably true. I feel like what happened with Battlefield Bad Company, too, remember all the hype around that game for a week? I remember everyone was like, oh, we're going to play this and post videos of it, at least on the YouTube side, and because it hit console, too, obviously. But that died pretty quickly.
Well,
so,
that was partly their fault that it died.
Yeah, you're right.
It had nothing to do with marketing. On PC, when that game, where the game is bigger, I think that game's bigger on PC than it is on console. I mean, I could be wrong, but
Scott got his head eaten on a Camp Punch saying that it was a PC title.
Yeah, well, yeah. I said Battlefield as a game is meant to be played on the PC. And
you need the large amount of people,
right? Exactly, and yeah, people were apparently. See, that's why I don't want to underestimate the Battlefield console crowd, because there's actually a lot of people out there that like Battlefield on the console.
But
so,
my whole thing is for PC. The reason it kind of lost momentum so fast, I had BFBC2 day one, and I'll admit that it was the first Battlefield game I played. I hadn't played anything before that. And Brandon Volition, he got me to get it first day, and we couldn't even play for the first, almost like the first week, because the server browser was so broken and the friend system was so broken. As bad as the Black Ops performance issues were for the first little while, it was just like some people could play Black Ops at least. You couldn't even play BC2 for the first couple days. So, like, multiplayer, you just couldn't play. It just wouldn't find any servers. So, then that was EA's fault. But, I mean, poor DICE in that situation.
Right.
The game is really good, but
nobody
could experience it.
Right.
I think it'll turn out the same way it is for the same way it's always been between COD and Battlefield, where it's COD is like, It's the game that you go on when you want that Twitch shooter, and it's also the game where the kids that come back from clubbing who are high out of their mind jump on COD kind of thing, and like eat like munchies and like make sandwiches and they go play COD. Whereas if you're a PC gamer or like a, you know, a, more of a, like in between a hardcore and sort of a moderate gamer, you'll jump on Battlefield for that sort of, you know, gaming war simulator thing. It'll have a, I'm pretty sure that Battlefield has a tighter knit community than it, than
COD does. That's way true. I was on a Skype call actually with Enigma and a few other, bigger Battlefield guys who I honestly didn't know because I'm not like part of that community really, but it was all YouTube guys. And John was in there, and I didn't say anything the whole call. I just kind of listened to these guys, and the vibe you get from them is much different than the vibe you get from like Call of Duty people, because there is but to me it's like there's this huge division with the hardcore Battlefield guys hate Call of Duty. I mean, hate it with a passion. They think it's like one of the worst franchises ever, like it's just terrible in every way, whereas the COD guys are kind of like, yeah, I'll jump on Battlefield and have some fun now and then. With them, it's like, I'll jump on Call of Duty and want to kill myself instantly. That's like their their reaction to it.
So. Yeah. Well, that's quite a, that's quite a division.
Like, that's how it, the vibe, so.
It's like the Mac versus PC hatred levels.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Right. Gotcha. All right, well, I mean, I think it's safe to say, obviously, from this conversation, is that we are definitely, though, hyped to play it. I do think, like I said, just bringing up some of the changes that we saw that DICE has made as far as just, like, the medics, the medic option of being able to choose to be revived, all that kind of stuff. I really think they are listening. They're smart developers. They're listening to the community, and I think, I mean, my vibe or take on it is that it is going to be a good game, but like you all said, especially what Trout said, the accessibility of Call of Duty is ultimately going to continually overshadow Battlefield,
I think
no matter
it's going to sell well. There's no doubt about it. It comes out a month before. Everyone really desperately wants a game. I think if it came out late summer, it would be incredibly successful. I think it being more near to Christmas might not sell as well as it would do in like summertime when there's nothing to play. Everyone's waiting for the new games to come out that don't generally release during the summer. But I think it's going to sell well, because all I hear from people is how sick they are of COD, how much they want to play Battlefield, people pre-ordering, what was it? I think Battlefield has already got more pre-orders than Modern Warfare 3.
So
in that aspect, it's going to sell well, but in general, I think more people are going to be playing Modern Warfare 3 in the long run.
I mean, just to... Are we kind of ending this part, I think?
Yeah, but yeah, go ahead. Here. Take it out.
If Modern Warfare 3, you know, as a PC gamer, you guys who still play console will be fine, but I just can't do it. I suck at it, for one thing. But Modern Warfare 3 doesn't have dedicated servers.
Well,
that's pretty much the end of it on PC.
That's GG. I mean, no rating. I totally agree. I think if that dedicated server thing doesn't happen,
Ultra IW just do it though. So it's fine.
Right, they'll make we'll download it.
I think they should. It's gonna be the last one of the like trilogy, and they made so much. They're gonna make so much money from this game. I don't think it would be too much to ask for some dedicated servers on PC, even if it's just PC alone.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's an issue where, you know, you have the developers. I'm sure they would like that, but then they're going back to Activision. Activision's going, no, we can't give you the money for that. You know, how can we justify that where it's so much
cheaper? It's a shame, because Gears 3, their last hurrah of the series, and they're putting dedicated servers for a game that's only on one platform.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That's
a bit of a shame.
I mean, I think we can all, if we're going to sum this up, this conversation, we can all agree that if you don't buy Battlefield 3, you're a chav. Is that fair?
Categorical.
Just categorically, you're a chav. So let's go with that. All right. Well, the next segment or topic we want to get into is something we do every week. We did it last week, and we're going to continue doing it in the weeks to come. Is the rant of the week segment?
Rant of the week.
I don't know what we're yelling about. And on this segment, one of us every week is going to rant about something. And this week, I have decided to go because I have something that I've wanted to talk about. And if any of you guys follow me on Twitter, you might have seen me rant about this probably 6 months ago when the copyright stuff started getting really big, where music companies were really coming in and, you know, the partnerships with Machinima were just kind of starting. and this big explosion of of not being able to use copyrighted music in montages or game clips or anything altogether. And let me – I just want to speak directly for a second, right to the greedy, scumbag, no life, dirty, didn't shower – you just came from the strip club. You're up in your little Eiffel ivory tower, staring down at all the rest of the little measly world that buys your artist's music. And as you rip the CD out of our hands, we're lying there on the ground. You already got us. You've already kicked us in the gonads. You take the CD out and you look down at us and you go, you know what? I could let you use this. It's not really going to impact my life, but you know what? Because you didn't pay for it. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. And guess what? We're going to strike your channel, too. And we're going to take your channel down. Oh, and by the way, too, you're going to lose your part. What the fuck with that? Dude, I will tell you this. I understand the money aspect of copyright. I understand wanting to give credit to the people that have made the music. I have no problem with that. And I know in an imperfect world that we live in, and money is the ultimate value for most people, and especially a company. I mean, companies want to make money, end of story. I get all that. But with all that being said, is there any shred of common sense that goes up in those rooms? I mean, okay, perfect example. Hutch's montage. Hutch had a montage where he, I think it was the one that had like almost like, was it 2 million, or it had over 2 or 3 million views on it. I think it was like Hutch, You're Bad or something like that. Do you guys remember that montage? I don't remember exactly what it was called.
Is it the Black Ops one?
The Black Ops one, right. And he had copyrighted music on it. And I forget the song, but it was a good song. And that ended up, he had to end up privating that video because there was copyrighted music on it. All right, that video, I forget what it had at the time. I want to say it had between 2 to 3 million views on it.
I think it had 1 million and it was coming up to 2.
Gotcha. So it was getting close to 2. That video alone exposed, and I remember the artist he used at the time, I don't think they were huge yet, they were starting to get more popular, I'd heard the song occasionally, but it wasn't like a giant artist. He gave that artist alone tons of exposure. People that might have never heard the song in their lives, but watch Call of Duty videos, watch that video, and they liked it, and they looked at, you know, they looked up the artist, they might have downloaded it. Either way, you're getting exposure to people that had no exposure to your song previously anyway.
For
Does
free.
Anyone see that? I'm getting fired up again.
No,
it's see that?
No, you're right. You're totally right. And it's the same thing with that law that will never ever pass, but they keep trying to pass to ban us basically making doing what we do, all four of us.
Streaming and include end of
yeah. That'll never get passed because it's dumb. I think Hutch said this. I think it was Hutch that tweeted it. It might not have been, but he basically said if the video game companies had a say in it, they would pay us to put these videos up. Like, because all we do is give it more pub. Like, you
right,
putting Mirror's exactly. Edge up,
the amount of
people
times
are going
to
go watch your video, Trout, and they're going to want to try the game. Like, flat out.
The amount of times you buy a new game, you put up a video of it, and like, wow, this game looks really good. And you get messages saying, I just went and bought this game because of your videos.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Perfect example of that. And that's, yeah, that goes to games. And then... it's just there's no common sense up there, and I know that there's a disconnect, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure if the artists were actually contacted, and I know artists do a lot of times. I mean, they can't do anything if the record companies own their music, right? So they can't be like, you can use this. But I know that in certain cases has happened, but there is just a total – it just makes me sick. I get so frustrated because I love – one of the things I loved about YouTube, especially before I even started and I watched YouTube videos, I think we can all agree where we've watched a great frag movie or a great montage, like with awesome music. It's also, you know, and then so we're also, and there are great people doing music on YouTube as well, like that, that you can use for your videos that are royalty free. But I don't know. I just can't get over this stupidity.
This way. On one side of the street, you have these dirty, sweaty, panting, drooling chavs, right? And on the other side of the street, you have
they
this
look
like
dogs. Yeah. They can't control their bladders.
Like they have like their hair is just like it's like they've been wearing a toque for 13 years and they've never washed it. And on the other side of the street is this busty woman, just in Ooh. Like in this Ooh. Beautiful red dress, but in middle of summer, and she's just like eating it's ice cream cool. like a couple inches above her mouth, and it's just dripping down on her.
Oh,
that's
man.
Us, guys. That's us. And the chavs are the subscribers. I don't mean to say you guys are bad, but they're
oh,
like,
man.
They're
oh,
like
call
I didn't call. No, I'm just right. saying in the analogy.
Right. I got you.
The chavs are like just people that watch the videos. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
I get what you mean.
And
yeah.
they're like, damn, that looks so hot. I will get, let me some, have some of that. And you're handing out the ice cream and the chavs are like letting it drip down on their like dirty track suits and all that kind of stuff. And, but they bought it. They bought the ice cream and that's what we're doing. We're the hot, sexy women.
I mean, all that to say.
And then some pedophile comes out of nowhere and takes you away, and that's the copyright.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
There oh, wow.
Pedo Bear himself comes out. Uncle Touchy, even.
Uncle
his
Touchy.
His fucking van comes out, takes you to his puzzle basement, and has fun.
Oh, my God. All right, well, yeah, so I'm glad you guys share my outrage on that, because that is something that has irked me for a long time. So had to get off my chest. Sorry if I went a little nuts there, but I had to, had to get it off my chest. I want to get into, we have some Twitter questions, and Dan, do you have those questions ready?
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
Yeah.
For all of us to answer.
A couple of them here. We got, what do we got? This one's probably going to be the more meaty of the two. The other one would kind of be just an opinion thing, but. Well, this is opinion too, but this will be a little longer. Saint 045 asks, "What is your opinion on fast Twitch based FPS games like Quake, Unreal, Tribes? I guess Gears of War would also fit into that. Versus like COD or Battlefield, which actually I think those are less twitchy. If you ever played Quake, that's just like all about."
Yeah, hitting your shot.
I'm not sure I put Gears in there, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't put... I don't think Gears is a Twitch shooter, but yeah, go ahead.
But that's basically the question. I say I actually love the pacing of the Quake and Unreal games and Tribes, but I'm fucking terrible at them. So, like, because I think it's so hard, because if you don't hit your shot in that game at the extreme speed that you need to go...
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. If you ever watch John's Quake Live videos, he plays one-shot railgun games. So it's one shot, you're dead the whole time. And, like, I just can't do it. But the only game I play that's even that pace is probably TF2, but that's more of a COD Battlefield game. You're not getting one shot. It's not as
right.
not as urgent.
It's definitely more Twitch shooty than COD and Battlefield, but you're right. Yeah, it doesn't have that same level as Quake. Or...
I like the games I can play when I'm snorting coke.
Well, I can see. Yeah. I agree.
All right.
That narrows it down.
It's a bit subjective and possibly illegal.
So Terraria, right? Really into Terraria.
I go hard on Terraria when I'm high.
Oh my God! What about you, Trout? I'm curious to hear your answer on this. I don't know if you played a ton of. I know you're newer to the PC crowd, so I don't know if you played a ton of really heavy Twitch-based shooters. But
I haven't played Quake yet. I should do it at some point.
Yeah.
But
don't play against John; you'll kill yourself. But,
yeah. No, honestly, not.
No,
but,
he'll kill you first. He won't even have time to kill yourself.
There's an incredible amount of skill involved. Like by the time the video has finished, when I'm watching someone play Quake, I'm still trying to get over the first kill. Like fucking, what just happened? What? What the fuck? Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's over. Okay. Right. Gonna go cry now. But yeah.
So definitely, I mean, so you would still fall into the, I mean, you like the pacing of probably the slower FPSs, as we call them, slow quotes, but. Okay. Alex, what about you? I'm curious.
I totally forgot. Chris, can you just say tea and crumpets real quick for me?
Tea and crumpets.
Yes!
It is.
Wow.
Done.
That was better than I imagined it would
it
be.
Was better.
Alex is going to leave now.
That was delectable, yeah. This has all been like a 1 year con to get Trout to say I'm gonna make
That's
friends with
true.
APL Fisher and Dan, then I'm gonna get Trout on the podcast.
It's an incredibly elaborate plan.
It was.
I could have just tweeted at you a year ago. If we all played Tribes, we'd all be like crazy speed demons, like blinking our eyes like every 10 seconds. And if we all played Battlefield, then none of us would have the mouse capabilities that we have, kind of thing, necessarily. So I think it's good to have both, kind of thing. It's nice to have both. You can go on one, because like when you're PC gaming, when you load stuff on Steam, it's very quick. Like you can get out of one game and into another game without having to unload a tray, kind of thing, very quickly. So for PC gamers, I think it's great that we have both types of games. Which one I like more, A lot of the Twitch shooter games are a little bit older than my time on the PC and even my time on gaming. So I'm more into the newer games, but I can respect Twitch shooters.
We're all going to play the new Tribes because it's free. So you might as well. So yeah. We'll all give it a try.
Saucy.
Tribes Ascendance is going to be pretty sweet. It's a game that's, it's kind of Halo combined with Quake because you can kind of like rocket jump all over the place.
Mm. Yeah.
But you also have to be accurate like Quake. So, at least in the old one. I mean, nobody knows that new one, but we'll all give that a go, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I think my opinion on it is I like Counter-Strike, and that's about
it. I knew that was going to happen.
So, I don't want to take... No, same thing. I appreciate it. I never was great. I mean, I played Quake, the different Quake games, like in LANs back in the day with my friends occasionally. I was never great at it. We just play... I mean, we never at John's skill level or you know, any of the ones that have played on the pro circuit. Not that John hasn't played on the pro circuit. Well, I don't even know.
He did one or two lands. He did
one or two. Yeah, he did pretty well. But so I can appreciate that. I mean, I would have to dedicate a lot of time to even become competitive now on that because of how many people, how long people have been playing it. So I would probably the same thing. I appreciate both of them, but I probably would lean towards. I mean, Counter-Strike is a weird hybrid of that. Not to get down the Counter-Strike.
Oh my god! Because, you know when Scott goes out for a fancy dinner, he gets offered a wine list. He's like, "Do you have the Counter-Strike?"
Yeah, 2000 or 1999.
1999 Counter-Strike.
Now you're right though. Actually, that description was correct.
It's a hybrid because when you're actually in a gunfight and there is a lot of twitch movement and stuff like that when firing. In Counter-Strike, but you also have the slower pace of obviously setting up with the team and stuff like that. So I, you know what? See, that's why I like guys. I like the best of both worlds. I mean, that's come on.
Get out of here, Hannah Montana. Be gone. Oh, wow.
All right. And what was the other question?
The other one is kind of you can either kind of you know say something about it or just kind of answer because we have a lot of. Fledgling YouTubers out there I know that tweet at us and also, you know, give Joker all the video of the day submissions and that kind of things. But basically, Cheddar Chez wants to hear full-fledged warfare on the podcast about which screen capping program is the best. Fraps, DX Story, PlayClaw, etc. And what is this Avi demo? If anyone tells...
Dan is that? Told me that... Or Dan. John told me that that's the best, but people are telling me that you have to... Put it into it. Just takes the screenshots, and then you have to combine them. And is it virtual dub?
Yeah,
I guess.
But it's supposed to be really high quality. Even right. Clayman said it was a fucking waste of time, though. And if that guy's
wow, like, yeah. Time. See, I can't. He said
it's really high quality, but it's annoying. So like, and he edits.
I do that extra
so
stuff.
If it's annoying to him, it's probably fucking annoying.
He uses okay. Well, let's go this way. He uses PlayClaw, or no? He uses DX Story.
He uses
PlayClaw.
One of those.
I use what Clayman uses. I just want everyone to know that that's what I use. I don't know about you guys though. What do you use, Dan? Curious.
I use Fraps whenever possible.
What's the verb of PlayClaw though? Like I Fraps something.
I play Clue.
I play Clued.
I play Clued. Oh, that sounds dirty. I just play clued all over.
I actually want to try out PlayClaw. I've only ever Fraps for me. For some reason, I bought another hard drive. I have the right RPM on the hard drive. I should have enough CPU power. For some reason, the audio lags terribly for me when I Fraps. I get great quality, but it Fraps. So Sage Smartin gave me DX Tori, which it keeps it all in one file, but the file sizes are huge.
Mm.
So and you can't verbize.
Yeah, are they bigger than Fraps?
That, DX Toried something. It just can't work that way. So I don't know.
Trout asked, are the DX Tori files bigger than Fraps files?
Yeah, I think for 3 minutes, the 3 minutes it was like 9-10 gigs.
Whereas if it was
Fraps, it would be 4 gigs for like 2 minutes. So it's like a couple gigs more for each minute.
Looking at mine, which about 4 minutes is 4 gigs.
Yeah, so
he's Fraps.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Fraps does.
I got it from free from APL, so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna stick with Fraps.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it works for you, that's great.
It works fine. I do like half size, 60 frames, and record to an external.
John does 200 frames because he's so good.
Because he can. Yeah. I know you sometimes.
He tries lending me frames all the time. I'll bitch about frames. He's like, I'll lend you some.
Well, I know you have issues with Trout. You have issues with Fraps Trout. So I see you on Twitter going this the black bars or whatever you do. That's when you're going into Vegas with it.
Oh, it just like if you put a couple in there and you don't mess about with it too much, you get straight onto rendering, it works fine. But then if you mess about too much, it'll say, this format is unrecognized, and you'll occasionally get black screens. And
the unrecognized
you've either got to wait till they stop black screening, or you got to close the whole thing and open it again. It takes fucking ages for the thing to load up again once you've closed it and opened it again. So I usually try and stick them all in as quickly as possible and render it out before it starts to fuck up.
That's what she said. But yes, I think, well, this is where, if anyone in PlayClaw who develops PlayClaw is listening, I am a huge proponent of your software, and this is what I was going to say to you, Trout, because why I use PlayClaw. PlayClaw, it keeps all in one file, first of all. I record same thing, half size, I record at 30 FPS. The quality is great, it's just as good as Fraps at the same settings. And it also, when you bring it into, like you were saying, how long it takes to load up the files from Fraps AVI files into Vegas, it's like a quarter of the time with these. I don't know why. Like, it's still an AVI file. So I don't know if it's the compression of it or whatever, but it works perfectly. Like, I can drag it right in. I can close the program and reopen it. It works perfectly. So maybe we can hook you up. We'll see. Maybe we'll get sponsored by PlayClaw. I don't know. But everyone knows I'm a big... I've been
PlayClaw money!
This PlayClaw podcast wraps with PlayClaw.
Yeah. Let's combine them. Yeah. All right, sweet. Well, we did want to get into, before we close this, we've got about 10 minutes left. We wanted to talk about the video that of the week, I guess, we're going to kind of do. Highlight one or two videos that, since we're all big YouTube heads, that we watched this week that we really enjoyed and kind of pimp it out on here. Alex, do you want to describe the video as far as what – I think me, you, and Dan all agreed on a video because we really thought it would stand out. And then Trout, if you have anything, you don't have to, but if you have anything to add or any videos that you liked or want to shout out, definitely feel free.
Not gonna lie, I'm looking for that video.
You better find it, Dan.
Well, the video is
we're doing it live.
It's a TF2 video, and it's using the sort of theater mode, I believe, the replay feature. So it looks great, and basically what it is, it's an entire team of medics, and it's sort of medicing gone right or sort of thing. I don't know. I would have the title if Dan could do his research properly.
All right.
But basically, they go around Ubering each other and with the little sort of medic gun, and they basically just wreck shop. It's pretty crazy to watch. And it's almost like they have scout movement too. Like those guys are just bulleting around.
Is it like five or six medics, and they're all healing each other too, which is
the whole time. Yeah.
Oh, the whole time, which is so genius. So they're doing it like they're timing it perfectly. When one guy's low enough, they heal up and Uber at the right time and all that stuff. It was crazy. Yeah. Dan, any luck on finding
it? I'm trying it.
Okay. I'm still looking. Well, while he's looking, hopefully he finds it so we can at least give the author
because,
a shot.
Because it was tweeted at us. It wasn't like,
it was
like a while ago.
It's not the end of the world if we can't find it. We'll pimp it out on like the description or something.
I have one. It's called Mirror's Edge Part 1 by Chris Chapman.
Brilliant.
I do actually have a quite funny one. A friend of mine posted this on Facebook. It's you won't know who he is, but his name's Alan Partridge, and he's narrating The Spy Who Loved Me. The James Bond
actually know
film,
part.
And it's really fucking hilarious. He's just like doing a really stupid, almost chavvy version of the whole intro to the film, and you should definitely watch it. It gave me a giggle.
Nice. Okay, yeah, so it's Alan Partridge. I'll read the full title just if people want to look it up. Alan Partridge narrates The Spy Who Loved Me by Bob Setch II is the YouTube channel. Okay. Awesome.
What a British name. Bob Setch II.
Bob Setch. That really is. That is a British name. Nice. I actually have to ask you real quick. This is totally off topic, and I don't know why I'm asking you this, but are there a lot of, do you know a lot of Fishers, last name Fisher, in England? Is that like a common Britain, rather?
They're all chavs.
It sounds like one I've come across before, but...
Okay, all right.
That'd be
curious.
Great if you had a chav name.
Yeah, he's like, actually, every chav I know is named...
Yes.
A fucking wanker.
So I know this really big chav.
Nice. Well, I'm going to guess Dan did not find... it's all right. It's all right. We'll find a way. We'll make up for it with a tweet or whatever. But either way...
Why didn't we feature it? What were we thinking?
I don't know.
I said I would have featured it if I saw it. Medics, I got it. I'm a legend.
You found it?
I am a legend. It's called Medics Doing Work by...
Medics Doing... I looked up Medics Wrecking Shop because somebody said
Elemental 821. and it's medics okay. doing work.
Medics doing work. So
just to stress, the video quality is epic on it.
It is
great, and done. The fact that he's Ubered half the time makes it look awesome.
Yeah, this is done. It's four medics. It looks like I'm watching it. This is done with the in-game demo feature of TF2. If you haven't tried it out, basically it does not replace doing a demo, an actual demo, and it doesn't replace like using fraps or something because it works per life. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful.
But it's beautiful when the way it works. And you can change, you know, perspectives just like you can with some other in-game demo features. But it's excellent, excellent quality.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, all right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Yeah, we're coming to a close. I want to thank you again, Chris, for coming on. Really
it's my
appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Thank you very much.
You have been a fantastic first guest for us. So
get
it's
that
be
podcast money.
Get that money, baby. Yeah, we'll give it to you. But any last words, any parting words? I'm gonna give the final words to you, Chris. So whatever you want to say, the people will hear. It's all you, baby.
thank you for having me on, you saucy bastards. And you guys should definitely get into some PC gaming if you're thinking about doing it. Because although it's like getting a good PC is quite expensive, in the long run, considering all the Steam sales that go on, it's definitely worth it in the end. That's all I have to say.
Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
Always a eloquent man. So thanks again for coming on, Trout. And Dan Alex, thanks for being here too, I guess. Thanks for being
here.
Whatever,
dude.
You know, yeah, you guys know.
I'm leaving.
I got the $20, so I don't know. I can't really complain.
That's true. All right, guys. Well, thanks to everyone for tuning in. Appreciate it. And we'll be back same time next Wednesday with episode 3.
Hello, gents, and thanks once again for tuning into the podcast this week. If you need to find the podcast, you can find it on podbean.com, our front page, or search iTunes for KB Mod. If you need your PC gaming fix during the week, you can go to kbmod.com or follow us on Twitter @kbmodgaming. We'll see you next week, guys.